you question the world around you? Do you internally feel something is wrong, but you cannot figure out what it is? If you had the choice to know the actual truth, would you really want to know? As humans, there are many questions we ask ourselves. What does it mean to be human? Why do we exist? What happens when we die? And are we alone? And to me, these are the most puzzling, tormenting, and ominous questions we as humans are faced with in our waking life. And although we can theorize and speculate all day, deep down, we know that these questions will never be answered. And maybe they are not meant to be answered. But why do we keep searching? If you are anything like me, you are probably asking yourself the exact same questions. Why do politicians never get anything done? Why are there so many wars? Why are there so many false flags? Why is there human trafficking? Why are pedophiles protected? Why are there so many homeless people? Why is there so much disease? Why are there no cures available? Why are the roads, airports, schools, transportation so terrible? Why is there so much evil? Who controls our world? Living on Earth is faced with so many challenges, and since I was a child, I always knew there was something just not right with the world. Seeking truth and having this obsession to understand brought me to discovering secret societies of the world. And once I discovered these hidden groups, I started to connect the dots and make sense of this upside-down world that I was living in. And the harsh truth is that psychopaths run the world. These people, if you can call them people, feed off of negative energy and chaos. They are the personification of evil. But who are they and what are they? Synarchism, synarchy, means joint rule. And the word is derived from the Greek stems syn, meaning with or together, and archy, meaning rule. In the conspiracy theorist world, the word synarchy is used to describe the shadow government or the deep state or a form of government where political power rests with a secret elite hidden from the public. A deep state is a type of governance made up of a secret and unauthorized network of power operating independently from the official government, or so they say. They have their own leadership in pursuit of their own agendas and goals. Deep state organizations operate in opposition to the agenda of so-called elected officials by obstructing, resisting, and subverting their policies, conditions, and directives. The deep state works tirelessly to overthrow sitting politicians on a lower level, and they use tactics like blackmail to achieve their goals. And throughout history, all major countries have had their own networks of deep state puppets. The big power countries with deep states of their own are Turkey, Russia, Israel, Egypt, Germany, Iran, Pakistan, Lebanon, China, and of course the United States. And most of these people are either Jesuit trained, Manchurian candidates, blackmailed, or possibly human cloned. Deception is the biggest element to these people's success. The ability to deceive the public is their master tool. Knowledge is their power. Their lies diminish the knowledge of your ordinary citizen, which makes life very confusing. And what is really amazing is their ability to create many different kinds of agents to program the masses. In the programming, a variety of things are used, from colors to catchphrases to agent provocateurs. There is controlled opposition. A sleeper agent is the idea of placing someone somewhere in society while they live a normal life for years without ever being used. And this is by design. This provides a legitimate smokescreen for what they are actually all about and who they are working for. They are a facade. They are fake. These are your typical mind control slaves. The concept of mind controlled slaves is no secret anymore. The CIA has publicly admitted to their tactics from projects like MKUltra, Project Bluebird, Project Artichoke, Project Monarch, Project MK Naomi, and Project MK Delta, just to name a few. These programs were illegally using drugs, hypnosis, electroshock therapy, sensory deprivation, isolation, verbal and sexual abuse, and other forms of mind control and torture. Now, back when journalism actually existed, there were many articles and books written about similarities between government sex scandals, human trafficking, and elite sex slavery. And they all related to mind control, blackmail, or both. And through the Freedom of Information Act, we have learned about Operation Paperclip, which brought more than 1,000 German scientists to America after World War II to continue these mind control experiments in the United States. And this was approved in 1946 by President Harry Truman. And out of Operation Paperclip came Project Operation Midnight Climax, which subjected innocent people to high doses of LSD without their knowledge. And these projects eventually transformed into Project MK Delta, which involved the mixture of interrogation and drugs. Stanford University and Harvard led the psychedelic drug experiments and pushed LSD to Timothy Leary, Allen Ginsberg, and Ken Kesey. Ken Kesey wrote One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and organized the hippie community known as the Merry Pranksters, who traveled America hosting LSD parties, and it was all funded by the CIA. Robert Hunter, who was a poet and lyricist for the Grateful Dead, was a student at Stanford and was paid to take LSD, mushrooms, and mescaline. Boston mobster Whitey Bulger said he was subjected to weekly injections of LSD while serving time in the Atlanta prison in 1957. Lawrence Teeter, the attorney for Sirhan Sirhan, believed that he was operating under MKUltra mind control techniques when he killed Robert F. Kennedy. And Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, said he participated in a 200-hour mind control experiment while attending Harvard. Kaczynski described it as brutal. Post-MKUltra, Kaczynski suffered from gender dysphoria and contemplated having gender reassignment surgery. Now that's crazy. And after he was arrested, he went on to write books about technological slavery and the decline of civilization. The term the Illuminati is an umbrella term to describe the hierarchy of these jobs in an organized fashion. And like any large organization, in order for it to run smoothly, it needs people who are well-trained in their jobs. Employees of the so-called Illuminati are so well-trained and brainwashed that they can do their job without even thinking about them. To maintain its secrecy, the Illuminati must also have people that are completely dedicated to it, to never reveal their roles, and are bombarded with death threats. The Illuminati wants people who are loyal, who never question the orders they are given, and these qualities ensure the continuance of the order and that its secrets are never revealed to the outside world. And what's interesting is that positions do not necessarily appear in rank order. One thing that I have heard from insiders is that nobody can join the Illuminati. You must be born into it. This is a bloodline thing. And now I want to talk about some of the positions within the Illuminati. And the first one is the United States President. All of the leading candidates for presidency are carefully chosen from occult bloodlines of the 13 Illuminati families. Now, the 13 Illuminati families are agents of the Black Nobility. They have intermarried with the Black Nobility, or they are simply related. And if you research all the presidents of the United States from the beginning and up to present time, you will find that almost all of them are from the same royal bloodline. Royalty is equivalent to the Illuminati, the power. And it was Franklin Roosevelt who said, presidents are selected, not elected. The next one are called informers, otherwise known as the snitches. These are people who are trained to observe major details and conversations with photographic recall. They are trained to report to their local Illuminati leader or hierarchy or trainer or handler. They are able to download large amounts of information under hypnotic trance. Detailed knowledge of conversations or even documents can be retrieved in this manner. They are also called plants. They are able to gather information in both governmental settings and within Illuminati meetings. Many of these so-called informers have photographic memory. The next one is breeders, or baby mamas. These women are often chosen from childhood to have and breed children for the Illuminati bloodlines. They may be chosen according to bloodline or given an arranged marriage. They have Illuminati alliances to elevate their children. A parent will often sell the services of a child as a breeder to the local Illuminati leader in return for favors or status. These children are rarely used as sacrifice, and they are usually given to others in the Illuminati to adopt or rear or to have sex with. But the breeder is usually told that the child was sacrificed to prevent the mother from looking for the child. Occasionally, an anarchal Illuminati, a local leader or parent, will have a child as the result of an incestuous liaison. These children are either given away or killed, and the mother is always told otherwise. Now, this breeder type reminds me exactly of Kris Jenner, who has, five daughters that are now high up, make a lot of money. Kim Kardashian, you know, used to travel the world and entertain these politicians. Very weird family. But I would say that Kris Jenner probably signed a contract on the dotted line long, long ago. Now, the next one might surprise you, but the next one is prostitutes. Prostitutes can be a male or female of any age. They are trained from the earliest childhood to give sexual favors to one or more adults in return for payment to the child's parents or within the local Illuminati group. This prostitute may be given to a member of the Illuminati on a temporary basis as a reward for a job well done. Child prostitution and human trafficking is the biggest business for the Illuminati, and they take training young children very seriously. Child prostitutes are also used to blackmail political figures. And the next one is the media, which are also known as the spin doctors. These people are very smart, very communicative, very verbal. They will be trained and sent to a journalism school, usually a Jesuit school. They will work for local or regional media upon graduation. These individuals usually have contacts within the Illuminati as well as the outside world. They might write books, blogs, articles, start a podcast, which all support the Illuminati viewpoint without ever revealing their true affiliation. They will publish biased research articles favoring one viewpoint, and it's the viewpoint of the powers that be. They will interview only those sympathetic to this viewpoint. They will twist information to present a convincing picture to the general public. They will outright lie and make up information that supports their viewpoint. These are the people who have been purposely trained to try and help formulate public opinion. They are propagandists. The Illuminati believe that to take control of the media is to control the masses. And that is why they invest so much time and energy in finding the right people to do these media jobs. And then the next one, they are called helpers, or the help. These people are trained to clean up meticulously after rituals. They will scour the site after a ceremony. They will rake the area. They will wash away blood, whatever they are told to do. They are taught this job from preschool age on. The next one is preparers. The preparers set up tables, cloths, candles, paraphernalia quickly and efficiently. This job is learned from infancy on, and we are talking about rituals. There's another group called the readers, and the readers read from the Book of Illumination and local group archives. They are also trained to memorize sacred literature, which is kept in a safe vault. They also understand ancient languages like Sanskrit, Hebrew, and others. These readers are valued for their clear speaking voices and ability to dramatize important passages and bring them to life. The next one, they are called cutters. Cutters are taught to dissect animals and humans for sacrifices. They are also known as the slicers and dicers. They can do a kill quickly, emotionlessly, and efficiently, and they are trained this technique early on in childhood. The next one, they are called chanters. Chanters sing, sway, and lead choruses of sacred songs on high holy occasions for the rituals. The next one is the high priest, high priestess. These people administrate and lead their local Illuminati group as well as coordinate jobs within the Illuminati. They give assignments and they pass on meeting dates from local hierarchy and leadership council. They also activate the local group's telephone tree, elevate their local group members for job performance, and lead all spiritual activities. The next one is trainers or recruiters. These trainers are people who recruit and teach members their assigned jobs. They monitor the performance of these jobs, and they report to the high priestess or priest, as well as talk to local head trainers on leadership council about how the recruits are performing. The next one is called punishers or thugs. These people brutally discipline members who are caught breaking rules or acting outside or above their authority. Other Illuminati members universally despise them, although they will be praised for a job well done if they execute the kill. They are usually physically strong. Punishment may be public or private, depending on the severity of the infraction, but every person in the Illuminati has a punisher that is watching and waiting. The next one are called trackers, otherwise known as stalkers. These people will track down and keep an eye on members who attempt to leave the Illuminati. They are taught to use dogs, guns, tasers, and all necessary tracking techniques. They are also adept at using the internet to monitor persons' activities. They track credit cards, checks, and employ any other means necessary to find them if they need to. And the majority of these trackers are typically women. Women hold these positions. Now, other jobs within the Illuminati that you might not expect are teachers, daycare providers, couriers. Couriers are people that, you know, smuggle drugs, money, illegal artifacts into the country, policemen, and scientists. And we know that these individuals that oversee the training in behavioral studies are intensely involved in data collection and human experimentation in the name of pursuit of knowledge in human behavior. And we know this through all of the CIA experiments that have taken place. Back when WikiLeaks came out, we started to see the curtain open and it revealed the dark nature of some of these rituals that the elite partake in. And spirit cooking became a very popular one. Spirit cooking is the act of taking blood from the tongue or the genitals, mixing it with semen to attract certain demons. Now, these sacrifices can be a family member, a friend, a firstborn child. These rituals force the slaves to take oaths, sign blood contracts, and make blood covenants. These sacrifices can be a family member, a friend. This is to reinforce the trauma and to solidify the layering of the so-called demons within the programming. And it is literally the act of selling one's soul. Now, according to this insider, these blood signatures go in what the Illuminati calls the Great White Book. And if they break the oath or covenant, their signature will change color and they will lose their power. Now, according to Cisco Wheeler, this is a quote, "All United States presidents are forced to sign this Great White Book and are threatened with death if they fall out of line. All United States presidents are born within the same bloodline, which makes them perfect contenders for mind control." Cisco was then asked, "What happens if a president doesn't fall in line?" And she responded, "Look what happened to Kennedy." Now, another part of this long, big web is the term notional agents. Notional agents are fictitious agents who are created with a real identity to mislead, but are not who they actually appear to be. Now, Jeffrey Epstein could be a perfect example of a notional agent. Spoon feeder agents are used to build up a person's credentials over the years, but fail to provide any real or new information. They might put out already known secrets mixed with disinformation once they gain respectability. This is like an Alex Jones type. In reality, there are very, very few people that are trying to expose the New World Order that are legit. Legitimate whistleblowers end up dead. The power of mind control tactics goes so deep, and by now it's a perfected art. Now, another tactic that the Illuminati uses are called monopolies. The elite love monopolies. Their trick is that they find a good product or business model that everyone wants. They eliminate all of the competition by either destroying them or buying them out. So, like Walmart, Walmart has killed so many small businesses. When you put the concept of monopoly on the world stage, you can now see how they do it with religion, banking, controlling finance, media, and government. There are numerous Illuminati neighborhoods, homes, restaurants, breweries, schools, colleges, and other institutions carrying out the standard practice of public trickery. In other words, they are an illusion. They are not what they seem. Their public persona could be squeaky clean, but behind the curtain, they are pure filth and trash. And a good example of this would be the Walt Disney Company. Walt Disney worked very hard at maintaining a perfect image for himself and his company. But we now know that many of the victims that worked at Disney and in the entertainment business were trauma-based mind control and were secretly programmed at Disney. "When You Wish Upon a Star" is a popular programming song. And not one company has sold witchcraft as successfully as Disney. And every single movie introduces occult themes, cannibalism, and sexual subliminal messaging. Disneyland and Disney World are a main source of pride in America, or at least they really used to be. But it is important to know that they are programming centers. These places create mind-controlled slaves, and this is just the average person. I used to work with a guy when I had my corporate job. He sat in my cubicle, and he He had Disney everywhere. He had Disney picture frames. Him and his wife and his kids went to Disney like 3 times a year. Like, this guy was obsessed with Disney. He got married at Disney. He had his honeymoon at Disney. I mean, the guy was a fucking crazy person, but he was all about Disney. And I just did not understand this man. It was so bizarre. But the Disney, I mean, that to me was like Disney programming. It was like this guy. But these places provide a place for rituals, porn, and other satanic activities, hidden activities. So when you go back in history and see all of the famous people who have come out of Disney and all the problems that follow, it's really easy to see the patterns. Stephen Rockefeller and Walt Disney traveled and spent a lot of time together with Dr. Hadley Cantrell, who was a expert on human behavior. Go figure. Walt Disney's property in Florida was totally controlled under Disney's jurisdiction. The property at Disney World has its own laws, their own police force, their own hospitals, and their own tax rate. No outside authority can interfere with Disney. And this is how Disney World became its own crime syndicate. Mind-controlled victims have come forward about the underground tunnels and bases at Disney World. Disney is all about bread and circus, and this concept goes all the way back to the time of the Roman Empire. Goes all the way back to oligarchical leadership, and who have been in control for centuries know all about the bread and circus. And if the masses are provided with food and entertainment, they are easier to control. This is why the television, our phones, these are our worst enemies. People watch television and don't even realize that they are being programmed. It is called TV programming for a reason. And I've been saying this for like 12 years, but there are still people who have not woken up. You know, and if you think about how many people from Disney have suffered from drug overdoses, suicide, sexual abuse, or found themselves involved in porn later in life, like, this is not an accident. This is grooming. You know, and I just wish everyone would boycott Disney and everything associated with it. And sadly, Disney is really ingrained in American culture. But it's really important to understand that there are many groups that fall under this conspiratorial umbrella, like the Bilderberg Group, the Club of Rome, Committee of 300, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, Trilateral Commission, the United Nations, think tanks. There are so many. And another person that I wanted to talk about is Cecil Rhodes. Now, Cecil Rhodes lived a long, long time ago. And he was a gold and diamond magnate and politician. Cecil Rhodes believed that white people were the first race in the world, and he was a white supremacist. He believed that white people should remain the supreme race, and he mercilessly manipulated South Africa and took the land away from the native black people. He played the African tribes against each other. He started wars in order for them to destroy each other. And remember, divide and conquer is one of the important techniques of these Illuminati groups. Now, Cecil Rhodes wanted to develop an African elite of philosopher kings who would have the United States rejoin the British Empire. Now, Cecil Rhodes said that the goal of the Round Table, which are these groups, you know, the Club of Rome, Trilateral Commission, Bilderberg, was to create a one world government controlled by the British Illuminati. Now, he believed in the New World Order and was the front man for a lot of these groups. And the House of Rothschild banking dynasty have a lot of power as well. And we have to remember that the House of Rothschild were actually installed by the House of Hesse. But the Rothschild family owns every single central bank in the entire world except for Cuba, Iran, and North Korea. Now, these organizations are a key part to the day-to-day manipulation of military, banking, business, and politics. You know, these men create the problems of the world and then offer the solution. And in his will, Cecil Rhodes provided his wealth for the establishment of the Rhodes Scholarship. Now, the Rhodes Scholarship is an international postgraduate award for students to study at the University of Oxford, which is a Black nobility college. Some notable Rhodes Scholars are Bill Clinton, Rachel Maddow, Ronan Farrow, Pete Buttigieg, Susan Rice, Bobby Jindal, Kris Kristofferson, and numerous prime ministers and presidents of many countries. So these bloodlines. Now, Frank Adelot wrote in his book called The American Rhodes Scholarships, and I quote, "In his first will, Rhodes states his aim more specifically, the extension of British rule throughout the world, the foundation of a great power to render wars impossible and promote the interests of his humanity." Okay, he also proposed a model that was based on the Society of Jesus, who are the Jesuits, and the Freemasons. Okay, so that gives you a background of his beliefs. He wants to model his control of the Jesuits and the Masons. Now, it's important to realize that the existence of these groups, they are real, to get a grasp on how the world operates and why there is so much confusion and chaos. You know, from politics to social media to Netflix, they want us dumbed down and distracted on every level. So if you can overcome the temptation to give in and be committed and strive to live a free and healthy life, you have won. You know, social media in moderation. Get involved on a local level. Turn off the news. Don't fall for these daily psychological operations. They want your mind. These powerful groups oversee the entire world. They control the money and the people. You know, they are the 1%. Now, a lot of this information that I've researched came from Hollywood insider Rebecca Scott. And the rest was a lot of my own research on secret societies, but I want to give a shout out to Rebecca. Rebecca also has written that Henry Kissinger is the CEO of the Illuminati, which makes complete sense since he has been involved in geopolitics since the 1960s. Something else I found interesting that Rebecca said was she remembers in the 90s when hip hop was infiltrated by the Jews, or the fake Jews, the Talmudic Jews, the Kabbalists. Now, I have been contemplating releasing a video about the Jewish religion independently. So without getting too much in the weeds about that, I just want to talk about these two women by the name of Amanda Shear and Jessica Rosenblum. Now, according to Rebecca Scott, she said that in the early 90s, there were these two wealthy Illuminati Jewish girls who controlled hip hop in New York. And Amanda Shear ended up marrying film director Ted Demme, who coincidentally died of a cocaine overdose, and he directed the movie Blow with Johnny Depp. Now, she said she was, she represented KRS-One. If you aren't familiar with KRS-One, he is like one of the best rappers, hip-hop artists of all time. He is one of my favorites. I love him so much. So Rebecca Scott represented KRS-One among other people in hip-hop. And she claimed that you could not get your hip-hop artist into any party or show without going through Jessica or Amanda. She said that these girls controlled people like Puff Daddy, among others. And she said that this is when imagery and lyrics and everything really started to morph more into the satanic side of things, which we've all seen. And what's really interesting about this is that she's talking about the Zionists. Now, the Zionists have their own bloodlines, including Rothschild, Warburg, Oppenheimer, Walton, Guggenheim, Sassoon, Rosenberg, Jessica Rosenberg, Lauder, Pritzker, Durst, Fisher, Soros, Cohen, and Goldsmith, to name a few. Now, these Zionist families are worth trillions of dollars altogether, and they keep their money sealed away in private banks. Now, Zionists are economic supremacists that are mostly involved in white-collar crimes, including money laundering, criminal financing, and human trafficking. And they are extremely prominent in Hollywood. Now, I'm not talking specifically about the Jews. I'm talking about Zionism. Zionism is a political movement that is run, so happens to be run by wealthy Jewish billionaires who seek to monopolize society. They just want their piece in the game. This is about Jewish supremacy and control over Jerusalem. Now, I was talking about Cecil Rhodes and how he believed that the whites were supreme. The Zionists believe that the Jews are supreme. And if you know anything about the 5% nation, they believe that the blacks are supreme. Okay. So we know that probably the most prominent Jewish family are the Rothschilds. And the Rothschilds have been closely involved with global elite since their inception. Now, the oldest Rothschild went by the name of Yuri Feisbech, who lived in the early 16th century. His great-great-great-grandson was Moses Bauer, who lived in the 18th century, and he was connected to Mayer Bauer, who was a rich asset manager in Germany and acquired all of his wealth during the French Revolution. Now, Mayer Bauer handpicked all the spouses for all of his kids, which came from these global elite families and royals. And this is how the Rothschild banking dynasty started. James Rothschild made the Parisian house the most powerful bank in Europe because his clients were Napoleon and Ludwig the French. They were French rulers at the time. So when we look back at history and all the wars from the last three centuries, you will start to notice that they all ended with a balance of power, and the Rothschilds manipulated the wars by controlling the flow of money. And currently, the Rothschilds control Shell Company, BP, Deutsche Bank, IBM, World Bank Group, and the International Money Fund, Federal Reserve, and JP Morgan. And a lot of these companies are run by Jesuit-educated people. Now, the Rothschilds financed Karl Marx, who was a Jewish Mason, and a devoted Satanist who wrote Das Kapital. Albert Pike and Giuseppe Mazzini were in strategic positions of power and wrote the plans for communism that were delivered straight from Satan himself at the Feast of the Beast meeting. Now, after creating international socialism, which is basically communism, and establishing national socialism, which is Nazism, these ideologies were pushed out through Masonic lodges and other secret societies in the late 1800s. The Rothschilds have a majority stake in nearly all the central banks in the world, and many of the family members can be seen wearing the red bracelet of Kabbalah, which represents anger, fire, and Holocaust. And they currently own De Beers Diamond Company, and De Beers was founded by Cecil Rhodes and was financed by the Rothschilds. The Rothschild family have intermarried with the Hiltons, the Goldsmiths, Sassoons, Aldo Brandini, Tomasini, and they have banking contracts with the Vatican through the House of Torlonia. And Baron Jacob Rothschild is a British noble, and he finances the British crown and the House of Windsor. David Mayer de Rothschild oversees Kabbalah, the Kabbalah Center, which is headquartered in Los Angeles today. And he associates himself with many celebrities like Ashton Kutcher, Glenn Close, Natalie Portman, Kevin Spacey, and Sylvester Stallone. Napoleon Bonaparte was the first political Zionist who proclaimed that all the Jews should migrate to Jerusalem. Now, the Jesuits and the black nobility literally put the Bonapartes in power, And that is why they intermarried with the Italian royal families, such as the House of Bourbon and the House of Borghese. The Dreyfus family of France has numerous members that are knighted under the House of Bonaparte. Now, where have we heard the name Dreyfus before? Julia Louis Dreyfus from Seinfeld is related to the French nobility Swiss bankers, notably billionaire Margarita Louis Dreyfus. Now, this family owns the Louis Dreyfus Group out of Geneva, Switzerland, and is involved in food processing and finance. Jewish comedians have a monopoly on comedy because they are from the Kabbalistic bloodlines. Now, I did an interesting research project on my own just because I was curious. But I took 260 of the best comedians of all time. And I figured out where they were from, what state, and then I figured out their religion. And I discovered that 45% of the top comedians were Jewish. The other 45% were raised Roman Catholic. And then the other 10% were raised Christian Science, Baptist, or Lutheran, or some other obscure religion. And the comedians that are the funniest in the world, the top five states come from New York, Illinois, New Jersey, California, and Ohio. So I thought that was interesting because I really thought that the Jews dominated comedy, but it's actually a tie between the Jews and the Roman Catholics. And there is an order called the Royal Order of the Jesters, and it is a tax-exempt branch of Freemasonry. And the Jesters specialize in brainwashing through comedy or what they call clown terrorism. And the another name for clown terrorist is Juggalo. So think of like Insane Clown Posse. They talk about Juggalos. So most major comedians in Hollywood work under the Royal Order of the Jesters. And their motto is mirth is king, meaning that laughter is king. This royal order was busted in 2008 for human trafficking underage girls and having underage sex. And what's really bizarre is there was an episode, Jerry Seinfeld has this new series on Netflix. Well, it's not new now, but it's called Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. And he is sitting there with Jimmy Fallon and they're in some diner and they're talking about breakfast. And Jerry Seinfeld said, quote, "The best pancakes taste like human flesh." And I remember watching that. And I loved watching Seinfeld. I mean, it's arguably one of the best, probably the best sitcom. It's so funny. And I love Curb Your Enthusiasm too. But when I heard him compare pancakes to human flesh, like, it just wasn't funny. It was like, what the fuck? But anyway, so the Jesters are run by the German Furstenberg family. I have heard that Jim Carrey, Adam Sandler, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Seth MacFarlane, Sarah Silverman, Seth Rogen, and Steve Carell are all members, allegedly. The Royal Order of the Jesters uses comedy for political manipulation and deflecting from serious issues. Now, Barry Diller, who is the husband of Dion von Furstenberg, acquired collegehumor.com and is connected to Saturday Night Live. And he promoted John Oliver, Samantha Bee, Amy Schumer, The Daily Show, a lot of these programs that I believe are conducting political manipulation. And the Royal Order of the Jesters was founded in Hawaii, and members join by invitation only. And their icon is the Billiken, which became popular during the mind cure era, which represented a no-worry ideal. And the Wizard of Oz author, L. Frank Baum, famously kept a Billiken on his piano at home. And this group is not really about comedy, because most of what they're doing, like this biased, crazy liberal humor, is not even funny. This is psychological warfare. Another Zionist family that I think is important to bring up is the Pritzker family. They are one of the top 10 richest families in the United States, and they made their wealth in the Hyatt hotel chain. J.B. Pritzker is the current governor of Illinois, and he ran Illinois like a Nazi regime, a dictatorship during COVID, and I lived in Illinois at the time. And he owns a private venture capital firm, the Pritzker Group. And it was revealed in May of 2020 that this family investment firm owned stake in two companies that created all of the COVID-19 tests in America. Now, Pritzker was boasting how Illinois was testing the most residents per capita among the most populated states. And Pritzker kept the state of Illinois under mandatory mask order for a really long time. And he locked down the state for even longer. And meanwhile, you know, he shipped his family off to his other home in Geneva, Wisconsin, and he has an estate in Florida. So most of the Pritzker family does not even live in Illinois. So while he had everybody locked down, his kids were between Wisconsin and Florida, which were free states. And J.B. Pritzker also financed Clinton campaigns. And it's also the Pritzker family who are behind the transgender research at many universities. James Pritzker, JB's brother, is a retired lieutenant colonel for the United States Army and is now a transgender who goes by the name Jennifer. His sister, Penny Pritzker, is a member of the Trilateral Commission and has connections to the Council on Foreign Relations. She's worth over $2 billion herself, and she served as the Secretary of Commerce under Barack Obama. Anthony Pritzker, JB's other brother, works for the RAND Corporation. And on the same day JB Pritzker signed the anti-harassment legislation, it came out of unsealed court records that his cousin, Tom Pritzker, was connected to Jeffrey Epstein and was on the flight log. And Tom Pritzker is also really good friends with Mayor Lori Lightfoot. And Lori Lightfoot's wife, Amy, has philanthropic ties to Bill and Melinda Gates. She was working for the Gates Foundation. So these people are all connected. Now, Ronald Lauder is the president of the Zionist World Jewish Congress. And this Congress was founded in Geneva, Switzerland. And it's an international federation of Jewish communities. Now, they have also have special consultative status with the United Nations. And the chairman is David Rothschild. The Lauder family is connected to the Austrian House of Esterhazy, and Ronald Lauder is Austrian, and he's worth over $4 billion. You know, there are many Lauder family members who are prominent around the world in business, finance, and members of the Bilderberg Group. Michael Bloomberg is a top player in the Zionist game, and he's worth over $50 billion. And I have questioned if he was actually the leader of the Zionist mafia. It's very hard to say who is, but Jack Dorsey, the founder and CEO or ex-CEO of Twitter, once said that his idol is Michael Bloomberg. And Bloomberg ran for president against Donald Trump in 2020 and used to frequent the Vatican to have meetings with the Bavarian Pope, Pope Benedict, people in high places. So if you want to know who the players are, you know, look no further than professional sports, especially owners, Robert Kraft, New England Patriots, Mark Cuban, Dallas Mavericks, Dan Gilbert, the Cleveland Cavs, George Kaiser, OKC Thunder, Jerry Reinsdorf, Chicago Bulls, and the White Sox, Joshua Harris, the Philly 76ers. Joshua Harris also owns Apollo Global Management, which financed Jared Kushner with over $180 million for Kushner Companies. Jared Kushner's father, Charles, was convicted of illegal tax evasion and witness tampering through attempted blackmail. And then in 2020, President Donald Trump pardoned Charles Kushner. Now, you can also look into owners of top casinos in America. Entertainment in Hollywood is ruled by the Jewish mafia. Other Zionist companies are in oil, drilling, finance, banking, chemicals, big pharma, energy, and shipping. The Sackler family owns Purdue Pharma, and they are responsible for getting the entire world addicted to OxyContin. So let's thank them. They have been producing and pushing this drug in the medical industry for decades, and they have created one of the worst epidemics in history. And the Zionist agenda falls right in line with the New World Order of keeping everyone sick, physically or mentally, or making them believe that they are sick, like Munchausen's. If you don't know what Munchausen's disease is, look that up. Walmart, the monopoly of all monopolies, is run by Jewish Zionists. Samuel Walton has a net worth of over $47 billion. Now, it's probably even more now because I found this out like 2 years ago. And the primary owner of Walmart. So if you notice, the Walmart logo is the six-pointed star, just like the Zionist logo. And many of the Walton family are Jesuit educated and connected to the Jewish Guggenheim family. The Durst family are known to their development of numerous buildings in New York City, such as the One World Trade Center. This family is worth over $4 billion. And one of the family members is Robert Durst. Remember him? He was suspected of killing at least three people, including his wife, Kathleen, to cover the murder. And HBO released a miniseries about Robert Durst called The Jinx. He is friends with Susan Berman, whose father was a mobster who replaced Bugsy Siegel and the Genovese crime family at the Las Vegas Flamingo Hotel. Robert Durst was found not guilty, even though he admitted to beheading and dismembering his victims in the miniseries. It's all this really disturbing shit that they want us to pay attention to. And I talked a lot about Donald Trump and his connections to not only the Jewish Zionists, but the Christian Zionists. And there is a difference between the Jewish Zionists and the Christian Zionists. I did a whole expose on the Christian Zionists. I have a video. So if you are interested in learning more, scroll down on my BitChute and watch that one. You know, there are people that want to blame everything on the Jews or Zionism or even, you know, simply the Black nobility. And they seem to repeat the same themes over and over again without taking into consideration that, you know, Disney, Murdoch, and the Hearst families are not Jewish, you know, but they are some of the most powerful families in the world. There are plenty of, you know, Roman Catholics in high places and Mormons, and there are plenty of Zionist criminals in the world, but they are not the only criminals. I mean, think about the mafias. I would argue that the Zionists are not completely at the top of the pyramid. You know, these Zionists work for the top. And, you know, it's really annoying when you hear like, oh, Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates, you know, these guys are just the puppets. And, you know, I've said this before, but you got to look into the House of Saud, House of Braganza, House of Guelph, you know, the people with the real money. And then you got to think a step further, like, you know, who's beyond them? You know, in order to understand, you know, our lives have been infiltrated by these powerful groups. And there are bloodlines that have claimed the right to rule since the beginning of time. And these bloodlines have created think tanks, international organizations that are, you know, closed to society, where they meet annually to regroup and plan their world agendas. This is no longer a conspiracy. These groups exist and have operated in plain sight since the 19th century, while the rest of us work and raise families and struggle to get out of their financial debt slavery that they have created for us. You know, they are responsible for all of these psychological operations, from social media to the coronavirus. Each one has been orchestrated to beat us down and strip away our God-given freedoms. You know, one by one, this has been a slow trickle of change, infiltrating and ruining our lives, or trying to ruin our lives. You know, turning off the news not engaging with social media, homeschooling your children. You know, I know it's easy to say just homeschool. You know, I'm not homeschooling. You know, I'm going back to work. But, you know, most people cannot and will not do that. But, you know, there are ways to beat the system. You know, these men and women in these groups are Nazis, fascists, communists, Satanists, elitists, eugenicists, neoliberalists, and straight up evil. You know, they've infiltrated every government agency in the world through blackmail, pedophilia, criminal financing, bribery, secret organizations, and mafia tactics. They have designed all governments to operate as corporate entities, including countries, and chartered subsidiaries of their corporate houses and monarchies. They are human traffickers and mass murderers, drugs and weapon kingpins, you know, war criminals. And they should all burn in hell for their crimes against humanity. You know, I came out in 2020 because I wanted to share my knowledge and my research, because I have been researching for a very long time. And just wanted to help break down the power structure for people who want a deeper understanding of how the world really works. You know, I wanted people to know that they are not crazy, and neither am I. And that is all for me today. Thank you so much for listening to me rant. I hope you learned something, and I will see you very soon. But before we go, here is KRS-One. Gather around, everyone. We got a whole new generation to teach. Word up, word up, word up. Mad Lions all on the track, all on the boards right now. A different hook. If you don't like what you're cooking, you get a different cook. If you don't like what you're wearing, you get a different look. You want to escape Armageddon? Read a different book. Your knowledge is right there. We don't even look. December 2012 got this whole world shook. But look, the last days for others and the first days for us. The question to ask is, who can you trust? Respect to all that 2012 stuff. But when you really study it, it's fear. It don't apply to us. Yo, Hollywood lies to us all day. The question is, what does your at? Who's your prophet? What history guides your spiritual logic? It starts with a story, then it's hypnotic. Then any myth that comes along, you just adopt it. And why? Because your culture, you forgot it. December 2012, let's continue this topic. Turn the page. The present world age began 3114 BC. According to the Mayan calendar, this age concludes December 21st, 2012 AD. This 5125-year cycle of time is one world age. Changes overnight. It's all a process of transition. It happens over many days. In the Mayan calculation, a kin is one day. The Mayan you and all, that's 20 days. The tune is 360 days. The cartoon is 7200 days. The bop tune is 144,000 days. And they applied that to the Milky Way. In the cycles, they saw the sun moving across the Milky Way's equator, lining up with other galactic neighbors. We've been shifting for 30 years, it seems, from 1980 to about 2016. The shift is now, it's occurring now. But if you're learning from the movies, you won't know how to survive or stay alive after the storm. Cause after that, a new world order is born. Oh, you don't know, man, about they programs? You still watching Lindsay? You don't see that low hand? Let's go, man, the flood is coming. Don't be scared, get prepared, keep your motor running. Rock with me. Higher level. Higher level. Higher level. Higher level. Higher level. Higher level. Yep, it's all mass control. Here's the philosophy. Court
arrived in the Aztec year one read. That's the year Quetzalcoatl was prophesied to return from exile. In fact, Cortez played out the Aztec myth and took away those people's will to resist. Cortez played on religious beliefs and blinded the Aztecs because he was a thief. Look, the Yucatan, that's a Mayan book of cycles. It lets the Mayans know when the gods are gonna strike you. In fact, every 13 cartoons you see, the Mayans are visited with a catastrophe. So every 200 or 56 or 7 years, the Mayan people live with this fear. So on the island of Tyasaw, now Flores, the Spanish came on with this knowledge. They knew, according to the Mayan heavens, that the next cycle was 1697. So as the Mayans stood there fixed on the heavens, the Spanish showed up with all of their weapons. March 13th, 1697, the Mayan people learned a terrible lesson. Your fears and tears are used against you, because 80% of world control is mental. But back to the Mayans, they're getting some more. 257 years after Tyasaw, the U.S. backed coup overthrows their democracy in 1954. That's exactly 257 years from when the Spaniards arrived at their shores. I'm getting to the core of the lesson. Let's see what happens in 2211. That's the next cycle. The people remember. Like 2012, the 21st of December. The consciousness may shift. You may turn the light, but you are the universe. You're gonna be alright. The pole may shift. Your soul may lift to higher consciousness. But you know all this. The edutainment style will persist. Forget the fear. It's knowledge that runs all this. Rock that. Rocking them drums.